chapter 2. And we'll read a few verses in chapter 2 and then a few verses in chapter 3. Y'all pray for our piano player. She's a little croupy and she's got her a little grumpy. Brother Tony cleared his throat. She just jumped all over him over there. Then wouldn't tell him what key the song was in. I don't know. Y'all pray for her. Amen. Yeah, I'm watching. Somebody's watching you. I'm just messing with her. She didn't do all that. That bad. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 14. And we'll actually read down through chapter 3, verse number 4. And just want to try to bring a message that God's laid on our heart. And we'll be as brief as we can be. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. And for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, another of Apollos, and yet are ye not carnal?" And I'll stop reading there for sake of time. And I want to preach tonight just for a few minutes on three categories of man. Now again, we know the Lord speaks in the male gender, but in sustenance like this, he's talking about mankind. People, human beings, man. We come forth from man. So there's three categories of men in these verses that I read, and you'll fit one of them. There's no way around it. You'll be one or the other. And so, you get to find out tonight which one you are. Which category that you fit in life. Now, there's three things here. Now, in verse 14, we find the confusion of the natural man. If you'll notice, verse 14, 15, "But the natural man," this man's unsaved. A man in his natural state, before the grace of God, before he gets born again. "For the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him." Now, folks, don't get upset when an unsaved individual thinks he's foolish, thinks living the Bible is foolish. He don't know any better. The Holy Ghost doesn't live in him. And said, "It's foolish unto him, neither can he know them." See, he can't even get it now. It's foolish unto him because God said you can't know them. Why? Because these things must be spiritually discerned, understood, or perceived. So we see the confusion of the natural man. I'm going to go ahead and give you something. Don't argue spiritual things with an unsaved individual. The only thing you're going to be reasoning with someone unsaved is the gospel. Everything else, don't argue about it. Don't discuss it. It's foolishness unto them. And the Lord said they can't know them because the Holy Spirit don't live in them. And these things must be spiritually discerned. We need to reason with them over their soul and hope the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine unto them and they'd get born again. The confusion of the natural man. But then verse 15 and 16, the comprehension of the spiritual man. He said this. He said, excuse me, verse 15, 16, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now the Spirit of God lives in the spiritual man. Now, that word discerned and the word judgeth is the same Greek word. If you and again, I'm not getting Greek or anything like that. I don't use Greek to correct the Word of God. I use it to explain it. If you preach here, don't, and I ain't got a problem here, don't get up here and say, well, it shouldn't say this because the Greek says that. Don't do that. We don't correct the Word of God with Greek. We try to understand it with some of it. And so that's the same Greek word. We believe the Word of God's perfect. We believe the Word of God's perfect. We believe God preserved His Word for the English-speaking people in the King James Bible. So we don't correct it. But however, we can find meaning in that word discerned. And that word judgeth is the same Greek word, basically understanding. See, we understand the spiritual things. We understand the Lord has given us His mind when the Spirit of God come in to enlighten us and help us to understand spiritual truths. So we see the comprehension of the spiritual man, but then we see the conduct of the carnal man in chapter 3. They're saved, but they ain't right with God. All they want to do is run their mouth, fuss, and fight, and gossip, and slander. That's what they want. I'm not saying they're not saved, because the Lord said they were carnal. People of Corinth were saved people. But now Paul was concerned about it, because he told them, hey, you better prove yourself, whether you're in the faith. It was some of that crowd, Paul said, I don't believe you're saved. You know, nowadays preachers say that. Hey, some folks in this crowd ain't saved. Oh, you're judging. You're mean. Well, no doubt there's probably some folks here not saved. But these are people in the church that was active in the church Paul was wondering about. But however, they were saved, but they were carnal, worldly, fleshly. They hadn't growed any. They were still babes in Christ, couldn't eat meat, wouldn't accept the things of God. And their mind was fixed on things, and that was it. So those are the three categories of men. You have the natural man, the unsaved man. We're going to look at him. You have the spiritual man, the saved man, living for God. Then you have the carnal man that's saved, but is not living for God. Does not have a right relationship with God and is walking with the chastening rod against him. If he's saved, if you're saved, one evidence of salvation is the chastening rod of God, that correction. And if you be without it, the Bible said your bastards are not sons, you're illegitimate. So these are the three. You in one of them. That category, you're in one of them. You can't escape it. The Lord gave us the three categories of mankind. You're either saved, lost, or saved and not walking in the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So let's look at these three. I'm going to go quickly. We'll be finished. Now, the first one we're going to look at, of course, is the natural man, verse number 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Here's some facts about the natural man. Number one, he's dead. Spiritually. Paul said, Ephesians 2:1, he said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. See, before we got saved, we were spiritually dead. We was a spiritual corpse. So the natural man, spiritually speaking, if you're not saved, you're dead in trespasses and in sin. Your life and your natural life is a life that's under the condemnation of God.
Amen.
See, the Lord came not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. But if you reject Christ, you're under condemnation. You're not going to be under condemnation. You're under condemnation right now. You get born again, you ain't under condemnation anymore. You became a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. All that's gone. He quickened you, made you alive. But until then, the natural man, he's dead. But then he's also depraved. You believe in depravity of man without being a Calvinist? He's correct. I'm talking about he's corrupt. He's immoral. He's evil in his natural state. I don't care how behaved an unsaved man is. In our natural state, spiritually, we're corrupt. We're immoral. We're evil. We're destitute of holiness or any good principle spiritually. Any. I mean, we could read Romans chapter 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. No, not one that understandeth that no one seeketh after God. Man, if you ever get the big head about manhood, you need to read Romans 3. Amen. Romans 3 describes the unsaved, the natural man, to a T. I'm just going to read it. And I'll hit and miss, but I want to share this with you. The natural man. Let me get down here to where it's at. I'm in it. Y'all help me. Y'all pray for me. Bible said, verse number 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Listen to this. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Just a nasty dead man's grave. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of apes are under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God in their eyes. I could read on. So we understand the deadness of the natural man, the depravity of the natural man. Folks, that's where we were before we got saved. We were dead, depraved, and our life was directed for us. What do you mean, preacher? Folks, the natural man's life is out of his hand. See, you say, well, I don't have a master. Yeah, you do. Paul said in Ephesians 2:2, you walked after the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air. You're being controlled by the devil. Oh, not me, not me. Well, then the Bible's a lie then. Let's shut it down. Let's burn it. Let's go on. Hey, we gonna believe it or not? Is it right or is it not right? And that was all of us before we got saved. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air. Folks, if there's people living this way today and they claim to be saved, they make the Bible a contradiction, and we know better than that. Hit me now. He's the directed. Hey, you gonna serve one or two masters? God or Satan? You are not your own, ever. Now, those that are saved, we proclaim we're not our own. We've been bought by the price of the blood of Jesus that got us out of that. Rescued us, saved us. Brought us up also out of that horrible pit of sin. Set our feet on a solid rock. He's also in darkness. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. He said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to those who, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to those who are lost. The God of this world has blinded the mind of those that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. So we see here, they're in darkness. Unless the light of the gospel shines unto them, I'm talking spiritually now. If you're spiritually dead, you're spiritually in darkness. If you're spiritually dead, you're spiritually in darkness, and you're spiritually directed by Satan. And then the natural man, if he don't get saved, he's doomed. Psalm said the wicked shall be turned into hell. Hell's real, by the way. It wasn't created for us. It was created for the devil and his angels. But now those that reject Christ, matter of fact, they choose that. That's a choice. God's never sent one soul to hell. It's not his will that any perish, but all couldn't repent. God ain't going to send me to hell. No, he sure won't. But if you reject him, you'll send yourself. Amen. You'll send yourself. So there's the natural man, the unsaved man. And us that are saved can think back. Yeah, that was our life before. That was what we were before Jesus saved us. Plain and simple. That's what we were before Christ came. Aren't you glad He came by? Aren't you glad He came by and brought us out of that? Hey, you may be sitting here tonight and you've never been saved. The Lord will save you out of that. He'll quicken you. He'll make you alive. Amen. He'll direct your life. Hey, He'll shine light. You won't be doomed anymore. You'll have a real future. Amen. Amen. I got a real future. So we see the natural man. But now let's look at the spiritual man quickly. That's in verse 15 and 16. Let's read it again. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So we have his nature. We have the Holy Spirit of God. What does he do? Leads us and guides us in truth. We have the mind of Christ. So the spiritual man, he lives his life governed by the sovereign, by God, the Savior, the Spirit, and the sword, the Word of God. Hey, there's a big difference between the natural man and the spiritual man. You know what it's like? Night and day. The spiritual man is born again. He is in a living, growing relationship with Christ. I like that. He has the God-given capacity, the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit, to live different now. Amen. See, here's the problem. Preacher, I know I'm saved, but I can't live it. Join the club. Who can live it within themselves? Nobody. Nobody. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I'm not omitting our responsibility to pray and seek God. And hey, folks, let me tell you something. Nobody, you listen to this, nobody serves God every day by accident. God's people get up every morning and you make a conscious decision. I am living for the Lord. By the grace of God, and you pray and you say, Lord, by the grace of God, I am living righteous today. You say, preacher, that sounds like you're contradicting yourself. No, when you do what you're supposed to do, then you allow the Spirit of God to work His work. Because if you just go out with saying that alone, you're setting yourself up for a fall. But yet you have to desire it, want it, and say, look, I don't want to live for the devil. I don't want to yield to my flesh today. I want to walk in the Spirit. Dear Lord, give me strength, and He'll do that. The Holy Ghost that lives in us now gives us the capability to live for God and live different than how we lived before we got saved. You can't do it by yourself. So I'm going to say to you, you say, preacher, I just can't live it. You came within yourself. See, a lot of people, and I've been there in my Christian life, so I'm going to tell them myself too. A lot of people try to live the Christian life without a relationship with God. Now, I ain't talking about salvation. That's settled. But folks, you got to have a relationship with God. In other words, you got to talk to Him. He's got to talk to you through His Word. You got to have a growing. Hey, if you're not growing in grace, then you know what? You're going to fall and fail all the time. There's no escaping that either. So the spiritual man, let me go. He lives by the Spirit. I could read Romans chapter 8, go through. He lives by the Spirit. He learns from the Spirit. He's liberated by the Spirit. Spirit of God liberates us from the bondage of the flesh, the world, and the devil. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. They are the sons of God. So we've got the natural man. That's the unsaved man. We have the spiritual man. That's a man that's saved, but he's also walking in the Spirit. He is taking responsibility that he knows people are watching him. We preached that this morning. And he's mindful of that, and he wants his life to be well-pleasing unto the Lord. He bridles his tongue. He separates from the world. He spends time with the Lord. And every day of his life, he's mindful that if I give in to my flesh, I'll be in trouble. If I give in to my flesh, I will be in trouble. I'll be in a mess. But then thirdly, and I'm hurrying, the natural man, unsaved man, spiritual man, saved man, but living in the spirit. But then in chapter 3, we have the carnal man. Now, he's saved man, but he lives unnaturally and unspiritually. This person is saved, but mostly unchanged. He's never grown in the Lord. He is always being defeated by the flesh, the world, and the devil. Why? Like I've already said, he doesn't have a daily relationship with God. He lives out through the energy of his flesh. He tries to do right through the energy of his flesh. And he don't pray, don't have to go to church, don't read his Bible. Hey, he wants to get out as soon as he gets in. He's carnal, and he'll stay defeated. He'll always be defeated. Can't walk spiritually, can't war spiritually, can't work spiritually. Amen. Corinth was carnal. And Paul is giving them these three categories, and he just bluntly, in verse number 3, he said, "And I, brethren," that shows he's talking to saved people, "I could not speak to you as unto spirits, but as unto carnal, even as babes unto Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat, because you can't receive it. It's a bunch of division in this church." Corinth. Y'all done got clicked off. Some say, "I'm a Paul, I'm Apollos, I'm a Cephas, I'm a Christ." And so that pointed out there wasn't spiritual. So the carnal man's always defeated and is always dependent. Preacher, what do you mean? Newborn babes. That's what he said. What did he call them, newborn? Yeah. As even under the base of the Christ. But let me. We got a brand new baby here. That young'un can't hold his bottle. He's dependent on the family to hold that bottle. Now, 6 months from now, they're gonna be just concerned if they still having to do that. 1 year from now, they'll be real concerned. Never able to eat on his own, that would cause us to say, we got to get to a doctor. Paul said, the same aspect is, he said, I'm still having to come up to y'all, put my hand under your head, and just spoon feed you the word of God. You dependent on somebody else to feed you. Now, folks, we go to church, we go to Sunday school, and the teachers teach the word, we try to preach the word. All that stuff is needed and wonderful. But, folks, you're saved, you have the mind of Christ. Amen. Yeah, the Holy Spirit lives in you. If all you get is what you learn here, you're really cheating yourself. You're not going to know near what you could. If you just get with God and open that Bible. Come on, can I say something to you? God's no respecter of person. He don't have any favorites. So if the Lord will talk to me through his word, he'll talk to you through it. Folks, I preach messages, and the message I preach, God will be speaking to somebody in church's heart. They're not coming out there trying to correct my message, but what they do is tell me something that God showed them in the text that I didn't see. Amen. I wish y'all would just write that stuff down so next time I preach it, it'll look like I got it. Like Brother Brown, he preached another man's message. He said, I'm going to tell them. God gave me that in the night. He said it was dark when he preached it. Amen. Brother Tommy Cook's going to be here during revival. He said somebody asked him, said, why don't you put some of your sermons on the internet? He said, they already are. Amen. That was a joke, okay. But the carnal man, he's dependent. He has to be bottle fed. He always depends on another for spiritual nourishment. He cannot serve. He has to be served. See, folks, God saved us to use us. He wants us to serve Him. You understand, God? Hey, that's God, when God saved you, that's why He kept you around here, for you could serve Him.
Right.
Serve Him.
Amen. Right.
You know that verse everybody likes to quote in Isaiah 40 about waiting on the Lord? You understand, if you look that word up, he's talking about serving. In other words, while you're waiting on the Lord, you wait or serve the Lord. Study that. Study that word wait. It ain't talking about sitting on the seat to do nothing and say, well, I'm waiting on God. You might be waiting on God on a specific thing, but you need to be serving doing other things. Huh? You know, tomorrow you may be waiting on the mailman to bring a letter you need, but you know what you're going to do while you wait? You're going to vacuum the floor. You're going to wash the car. Huh? You're going to feed the dog. You're going to take the kids to school. You're serving while you're waiting. God wants, and those that are carnal cannot serve. They'll try to serve, and the least little thing will make them mad. Least little thing will discourage them. Least little thing, something says, folks, let me tell you something. I wish that we all could serve God and everybody sing our praises all the time. Wouldn't that be good? I don't know if it would be or not. Some folks' spiritual gifts is to keep us all humble. If all you hear how wonderful you are all the time, you wouldn't see any room for you need to grow. That'd be pride in that. I know evangelist, he used to be an evangelist. He used to get a bunch of hate mail. He said, I read it all. I read every bit of it. All the hate mail I get, I read it. He said, because it keeps me humble. Amen. He's dependent. He's divisive. Chapter 3, verse 3 through 7. I won't take time to read. My time's gone. But all the dividing and all the schisms and all that dividing stuff, their division between them, they proved they were carnal. Looking for a fight, looking for a fuss, looking to fret over something. Easily offended. You can easily tell a spiritual man from a carnal man. You can. You can easily tell a spiritual man from a carnal man. Can you see me now? He is divisive. Always looking, searching for a way to stir the pot. Hello. He's proven either he's not saved or he's saved and he's carnal. And I say something to you that are spiritual, stay away from them. Be cordial. I'm talking about other saved. Either they're not saved or they're saved and carnal. And either way, they're gonna hurt your life. If you have friends in the church, you have friends that say they're saved, and all they do is are critical, they show disrespect in their position in the home to the other, they're always putting each other down, putting something down in the church, putting about something, they ain't the people you need to hang around. And if you like hanging around them, birds of a feather flock together. That shows us something about you. I'd get away from that. They're not going to help your life spiritually. They don't hurt your life spiritually. So we are all in one of these categories. The natural man, the spiritual man, or the carnal man. If you've never been saved, you still live under the natural man. And you're dead in trespasses and sin. God will save you and bring you alive spiritually if you'll come. A spiritual man, that doesn't make us better than anybody else, but we are concerned about having a real relationship with God every day and living separated unto it. Amen. Then there's the carnal man. He's saved, but he lives unnaturally and unspiritually. Which one are we? Let's all stand. This Courtney's coming.